You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. A new report from the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that productivity fell 3.5% in the first quarter of 2014 in the corporate sector. EnableSoft, an Orlando, Florida-based software maker, aims to help small business owners improve productivity. The company's new Foxtrot automation software helps shop owners and their workers avoid long hours of data entry and maintenance sessions, freeing their time for high-value activities such as providing great customer service. Moreover, there are signs that these repetitive manual processes are taking a toll on the workplace productivity. Joining me today is CEO of EnableSoft, Richard Milam. Richard, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. Discuss Foxtrot Desktop and Professional Edition launch. What does this mean for small businesses in the way they automate repetitive manual data tasks?
Sure. Foxtrot is a technology we've been developing and delivering to the enterprise marketplace for 20 years, almost 20 years. We've now made it available to small to medium-sized businesses with our workstation and desktop, workstation and professional editions. It is technology that enables non-technical folk to automate manual and unstructured processes, things that they would normally resort to doing manual data entry, like converting customer databases or mining data from the web, or having to store data in spreadsheets that are not really accountable or might have errors in them versus keeping them on their system of record. It's kind of like a macro on steroids or a robot that you can easily create by dragging and dropping the function from your data maybe in Excel to your Windows application or web screen, or pull data back and forth. Once you teach it what to do to automate your process, you can walk it through step by step, verify it's working, and then let it go. And it's like a digital employee, except they don't take breaks and you don't have to buy them health care.
What are common challenges businesses face in regards to data management? What are companies typically doing now, and how can organizations increase worker productivity?
Well, with increased regulatory issues, increased automation, increased competitive pressures, and increasing cost, all businesses are trying to do more with less. And these manual processes that drive errors cause more productivity loss than anybody really has measured in our experience. So when companies get serious about becoming more efficient and getting rid of the friction of these manual processes, their productivity increase exponentially.
Discuss some specific unique examples of how companies are using Foxtrot to increase their ROI.
Well, a recent customer got our professional edition. They're in the business of auditing phone records for businesses, and they have to harvest massive amounts of data from the phone company's web portal and get that down to their system so they can slice and dice and analyze that. So that was a largely manual process by one of their admins in their organization, spending almost three-quarters of a week doing that. They implemented Foxtrot in a very short period of time, basically no training. They were able to learn it on their own with videos, and they freed that person, that admin, up to go on and more productive activities that require cognitive thought processes, thus increasing their efficiency.
Excellent. And Why develop Foxtrot? What was the inspiration? But just wanted to get a more detailed response from you.
Well, you know, like all good things, usually it's providential. You kind of stumble into them. I worked for the inventor of the automated teller machine, sold banking software for a while, and then I found myself running around the country with a banker helping banks merge data from savings and loans that they had acquired during the mid-90s when all the savings and loans were basically made insolvent overnight. And that process was being done manually by mostly ladies sitting around boardroom tables on keying data into PCs with, you know, from green bar reports. And we saw the need to create some automation for that, and that's where the idea came from.
A brilliant idea for sure. Today we are joined by CEO of Enable Soft, Richard Milam, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Who are your competitors here?
The biggest competitor, quite frankly, is, you know, doing it manually or not doing it at all, deferring the work. There are some macro type products that people have used to do this that would usually require a more technical person to work with them because of the ricketiness of them. They're not industrial strength. They're not designed for non-technical users. There's some technology out there that that has been used by IT people to automate workflow type processes, but it's just not as good with data as we are because we grew up being a data conversion tool.
Why wouldn't every company want to use Foxtrot?
You know, we think they can. The problem is, it's a new way of tackling a problem that a lot of people have not been exposed to. So they're just not aware of it. There's an adoption curve for people to get comfortable with new technology. We usually don't trust it until one of our friends or trusted advisors using it. So until more people use it and start telling their friends, companies will not have this available to them.
What are some of the challenges that you've faced when introducing Foxtrot to companies so far?
We talk about the digital employee concept, getting them to the aha moment where they see, okay, this software is not doing some magical thing under the covers and my data's being compromised or somebody can get to it. It's merely doing what you do with your applications manually. And your applications, your Windows program, your website thinks it's a human being cutting and pasting and copying and clicking buttons. So once we get to that, and we usually do that in through our videos, presentations. 80% of our prospective customers get that aha moment. And if there's a compelling, in business, nobody does anything unless there's a compelling, urgent business reason to do it. We're all busy. And so people that have a problem, when they connect the dots and this can solve it for them, and there's a return on investment equation that makes the financial buyer decision maker smile, then they'll acquire it and adopt it.
What are the most common industries that Foxtrot would be best served?
Well, we're in banking mostly, healthcare as well. We have customers in 14 different vertical industries, from law offices to manufacturers, people that are selling products on the web. I mentioned telecommunications. Those are big ones, but all business, all industries have the same unstructured data, manual data challenges. This technology can be used to minimize the effect of that by making heroes of the people that automate the processes with Foxtrot.
Well, the big question is here, where do small businesses go to purchase this software?
Enablesoft.com, EnableSoft.com. They can buy the Enterprise and the Works Professional Edition right there on our website. If they're interested in Enterprise, they'll contact one of our sales professionals, or you can call us at 800-894-6510.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any advice or a closing thought for the listeners today along the lines of what we have been discussing?
Being successful in business is hard. It's a challenge. You, having run EnableSoft for 20 years, putting the odds in your favor with great products, technology, people, and solutions is the key. You want to be careful about what you adopt because it's they're really part of your team, part of your stakeholders, your mastermind group. So choose wisely, and we hope that you'll take a look at us.
You certainly deserve a look. It's absolutely phenomenal what you have created. Richard, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Richard Milam, the CEO of EnableSoft, an Orlando-based software maker aiming to help small business owners improve productivity. And once again, the website of reference is EnableSoft.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.